This is GQDN for July 17th, 2025. Brought to you today by Audible. Go get your free credit. audibletrial.com/GQ25 by swiftenergy.gg. Go get those delicious, delicious drink mixes. Yes, yes. It's good stuff. Put in the promo code Quest. You get 25% off of your purchase. Really good stuff. It is good stuff. By patreon.com/thegroupquest. Good stuff there too. And by stackup.org. In today's news, well, we got a bunch of sales going on. And we got things going to different consoles, PCs too. And we got a little bit of Sonic Racing news. But we'll start today with PC Gamer, because they have told people to calm down. Now, there's some things going on in Marvel Rivals. It's been going on for a long time, because people have been buying a new account with the intention of ranking as high as possible. So if players could pass Diamond, that would be them going to the bronze lobbies that were full of people and shouldn't have been there. And the people that were there were just getting beat up. Now, they were calling it smurfing, and that's what Marvel Rivals developers were calling it. So that's why they had to post a notice. Quote, following through a thorough system detection and manual review, we have confirmed that your account has recently engaged in violations related to smurfing. As a result, we will be implementing the following penalties. 1. Season ban. Your account will be suspended from participating in competitive mode until the end of the current season. 2. Rank reset. Your competitive rank and score for the season will be reset. We urge you to adhere to the game rules to help maintain fair environment for everyone. If you have any questions or need further assistance, please don't hesitate to contact our customer service team. So, if you're playing Marvel Rivals, just know that's happened. All the smurfing going on. Now, you know that the Smurfs were the movies like all AI, right? Well, talking about AI, okay, that's a weak connection. Push Square did provide a little bit of a discussion article, and they thought that the AI models are getting worse. And that's because they're saying that more developers are turning to the AI models when making their games. And that's because that showed up, the AI model showed up not too long ago, basically like a year or two ago. Now, a new study from Totally Human did reveal that over the last 12 months, there was a lot of games that did make use of the AI on the PC platform, and Steam did spike at 800%. Now, according to the report, 1,000 titles were disclosing their use of AI last year, and that was almost 8,000 releases in 2025, which is 7% of Steam's total library. Now, those games will be on the low-budget indie efforts. That's according to Push Square. They said a lot of them be the kind of slop, that's a quote by the way, that's now going to the PlayStation Store, and they're saying it's more and more often. Now, we'll get to the PlayStation Store and big sale that's going on right now, but before we do that, we got some other things to take care of, such as Sega. Yep, Sonic Racing Crossworlds, according to IGN, will be sold as a game key card on Nintendo Switch 2, and the full base game will be included on the 64-bit cartridge. So, that's what's going to happen. Now, the game key cards are the ones that you could download a game with for your Switch 2, which would mean there's no data on the card you would insert on your Switch 2. But for Sonic, well, there was some confusion along with some of the reports about Crossworlds, and Sega said, no, we're going to go down this road, because in their frequent asking questions did say that, quote, the physical version will feature the full base game on a 64-bit cartridge, end quote. And the questions did confirm that the crossplay will be available for Nintendo Switch 2 players, and the progress will be carried over to the original Switch in the newer edition. There'll be a $10 upgrade pack for those who will get the Switch 2 in the future. So, just know if you got Sonic, good old racing game, for your Switch 2, you know what's going to happen now. What about Steam Deck? Oh, we're talking about Avowed this time. Kotaku.com did say that Avowed may be verified on Steam Deck. Or is it really? Now, Avowed got a new patch, and it had some bug fixes to it, along with some new features, and the game is now verified for Steam Deck. Now, Kotaku did say that the game is very playable, which I would agree with, but I do have it on my Steam. And there's an imaginative world, because that's what it is, with its forests and all the good stuff, but the game is now verified. And they did go through how the combat goes and how the other stuff does happen. So if you don't have the game, go get it if you're interested. It is really good, and it is verified. But that's not the only thing Kotaku did say. Nintendo, you got another competitor, but it's not here in the U.S. There's another handheld, and this one does a little bit of transformation. Now, the one I'm talking about is the 1X Sugar 1. And this was announced earlier this year, and it is one of the modern gaming handhelds from China. Now, this console has a few screens to it with some swinging arms, and that's why they're saying that it looks like a transformer that would span multiple generations for the portable Nintendo hardware. Now, the first look at the 1Sugar, or the 1X Sugar 1, was shared with The Verge, Sean Hollister, and he was going around through it, going with the controllers, with the arms, and showing the two screens that were going on at the same time, and he was able to watch some things while playing a game, and that was The Verge up on X that was showing that off. Wonder if that's gonna go to the U.S. Oh wait, this one's already here. I said deals, right? Yep, deals. Alienware Black Friday in July is now up, and that's according to Rock Paper Shotgun. And there's quite a few things are on sale if you got the money to do it. Some of the desktops, the gaming desktops are there. The towers are there, and I'll just give a couple of them. The Alienware Aurora ACT 1250 Ultra 7 RTX 5080 was $2,500. It's now $2,000. The Alienware Area 51 AAT 2250 Ultra 7 RTX 5090 was $5,150 and is now down to $4,450. Lots of good stuff. And the laptops are there too. Alienware 16 Area 51 AA 16250 Ultra 9 RTX 5070 Ti. Well, that was $3,000, and now it's down to $2,550. So you're getting a little bit off of there. But you know what you could play on them? Well, according to Blizzard Watch, the Epic Game Store now has Civilization 6 for free this week. Now, this game came out in 2016, 9 years ago. So if you're into that type of game, it is out, and it is free on the Epic Game Store. Okay, we gotta go to PlayStation. Kinda miss this one. This one should have been towards the beginning of the show, but that's okay, because we're talking about PlayStation in this little block anyway. Because Rumorville, WCCF Tech, did say that PlayStation 6 could feature the 24GB RAM for advanced ray tracing and machine learning, and the cost might not be raised because of it. Now, the PlayStation 6 will be expected to feature more RAM than the 16GB RAM on the PlayStation 5 and the PlayStation 5 Pro. But the people that are at Digital Foundry didn't think that the next generation system could have a lot more RAM than the current systems, because they were replying to a question during the weekly podcast, and they did comment on how much RAM the next generation system could have, and that'd be starting with PlayStation 6. And they're thinking that 24 gigabytes of RAM is quite a reasonable number. So could this happen? You indeed it could. Now we go to their sales, because GamesRadar.com did say that the PlayStation Direct Summer Sale is looking pretty good. Okay, first off, right now, we talk about the consoles themselves, because right now they're on sale in the EU, but not necessarily in the US. 90 euros off for PlayStation 5 Digital Edition, but still 500 bucks there at Walmart for US. 45 euros off on the PlayStation 5 Disc Edition DualSense Bundle, 510 bucks at Walmart. Marvel Spider-Man 2 Collector's Edition is 144 euros, PlayStation Direct, but still $230 at the US PlayStation Direct. There's a few other things too. And there are some other deals that are up on Amazon and Dell, which include a Sony PlayStation 5 Pro and some other PlayStation 5 consoles and DualSense controllers. Keep in mind, take a look at the store on your own consoles. That includes you Xbox people and Nintendo people. PC people, you know about Steam. Yeah. So let's talk about a game that's going to Nintendo Switch. And that's Ion Shift via PS4blog.net. This is going to Nintendo Switch on July 31st. And it is a hardcore 2D platformer that will be going to said console. But we'll end today with a new gameplay drop. It's a space adventure called Cobra the Awakening. Be a hardcore gamer. There's a demo that's available for the space adventure game, and it's on all platforms. So, and that means PlayStation 5, PC, Xbox, X and S, and Switch. So if you're up for that one, go check it out. Yeah, go check it out. This has been a Non-Forge production 2025. All rights are reserved. We'll see you tomorrow for more gaming news. So until then, go play some games, people.